Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick here in Farm Talk on Tuesday, visited with Bill Zirn with the Minnesota Soybean Growers on Soy Tires and the Soy Innovation Campus in Crookston, Minnesota, all while at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds and Big Iron.
We want to talk a little bit about the Soy Innovation Campus at Crookston for in a minute, but I guess what you're bragging about here at Big Iron is the soy tires. This is pretty cool.
That is correct. I had a chance to go down with some other people a few years ago who went to the Goodyear plant, and we went through there, and they were trying to get something sustainable, renewable, and so the USB got them convinced to try it, and they tried it in some tires, and it worked pretty good, and then they had to go to Beaumont, Texas to make sure the bean counters would let it work, and now they're going with it, and they've had it on different brands, different kinds of tires at Goodyear. So Minnesota Soybean Promotion Council decided to spend some money to give it to the different counties in the state, because we have 45 organized counties, and that money then we'd go ahead to help a police department or two in the county. And that's what we did, and I live in Becker and in Manoman County. We went to the Becker County Sheriff, talked to them, and we bought him a set of tires and put on one of his cars, and had a they came out and had a good interview with them, had some pictures and taken, so we're very excited about it, and they're very happy that the farmers in the county are behind them and renewable and sustainable. And we got a big billboard up down by Audubon and Highway 10 showing how 2.7 million bushels we grow in Becker and Manoman County, how many tires that can make.
Good friends in law enforcement have an advantage now when they're chasing the bad guy. They've got so, but they probably won't look the other way when a fully loaded semi is going to roll down the township road. So,
no, probably not. No.
So, now, so Goodyear is the like the first one. What is unique about? So they're using soybean oil instead of rubber, or what's happening there?
So in a tire, they use rubber and, of course, a lot of steel and different things. And 8% of a tire used to be crude oil, but now we went soybean oil. Whether it be a semi tire or a race car tire or a motorcycle tire, they all have different properties, and NASCAR tires and stuff. So they want a certain toughness, you know. I mean, you want a semi to be tough, and you want the NASCAR tires to grip, and then your motorcycles and things in between. So they came up with this here, and they tried it. It actually worked very well in their formula, and now they're going. So you take all those tires that they make, and 8% of that now is going to be soybean oil. I don't know exactly what that number is, but it's a whole bunch.
Yeah, well, that's good, because Goodyear sells a few tires every year.
They do. They're very good and very active. And we promoted it as renewable, sustainable, and it's something to go on. Then when we were there, we actually went to Sherwin-Williams Paint, too, to see if they could use something like that in their formulation. Wow. So they're experimenting. But it takes a while to get to that product to make sure it's fine.
Yeah, so these black tires are green.
They are green.
There's a lot of green agendas in the world these days, and I guess sustainability is important, and this is a road into the consumer of the future to understand that, hey, farmers are doing a good thing.
That's right, and that's how come the Promotion Council decided to spend this money to show. Otherwise, I mean, Goodyear makes it in Akron, Ohio, and they make it in Beaumont, Texas, but what happens in Minnesota or Iowa, people know. Well, now we come out, once you're local and you get publicity for that, you can show it works. I mean, the cop tires, they got to go 130 or 150 miles an hour, depending on the tire. So you want to make sure that it's tough enough to stand. And Goodyear wanted to make sure the soy oil was available year after year, you know. And, of course, we know the price is up some, but it's not like crude oil. So they were very excited about it, and our engineers and people worked with that. It took a while to get through to make sure it worked, but we're very happy, and United Soybean Board and the state of Minnesota worked very well.
Again, that was Bill Zirn with the Minnesota Soybean Growers. This is Inside Agriculture.